The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone, and welcome to our Monday morning meditation time together. And to introduce the meditation today, I want to evoke the idea that over these last, you know, I guess it's been maybe close to 10 months, we've been going through the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse, the Buddha's teachings on the four foundations for awareness. And if we take this text to describe a journey of deepening one's meditation practice, or if you don't like the metaphor of deepening, I'm very fond of the idea of clarifying meditation, becoming clear in our awareness. Awareness becomes clearer and clearer, cultivating greater clarity. And so as we develop greater clarity in practice, or we get quieter and stiller, as a mind is less caught up in its preoccupations, there's a new opportunity in practice. And as we come into the fourth foundation, it's best to think of this as building on what's happening earlier, or building on a mind that has the ability to be quite clear or quite still, calm, concentrated, or deep, or whatever way you like to see this for yourself. And so then we start seeing at some point, if for example, in the third foundation, we talked about the expanded mind, the mind that awareness and the mind kind of coterminous, where awareness becomes quite expansive. Then we can start, because of seeing that and knowing that, we can become aware of how the mind gets contracted, how the mind gets tight or narrow again. Or the more clarity we have, the more sensitive we are to how movements of the mind causes us to lose that clarity, how we become more, things become more obscure or hidden or difficult to see. If we like the idea of stillness, the mind becomes stiller or calmer, that we see how the mind gets activated again, agitated, restless. So whether the mind gets constricted or restless or obscured, so we don't see the clarity. As the practice continues, at some point we have a reference point for seeing these movements of the mind that take us away from our best interest, that take us away from the continued unfolding of the practice. And it's one thing to be constantly caught up in, for example, sensual desires and desires of all kind, and hardly know we're doing it. But it's another thing if we're still enough, quiet enough, to be able to see the mind getting caught in sensual desires and desires and wanting things. And it's a very different perspective, very different vantage point to just be lost in it, trying to find your way out, to be able to see it as a particular mental phenomena, activity of the mind, desire. There it's coming. I can see the impact it has on me. I can see how it's hindering or obscuring the clarity of the mind, the wisdom of the mind. And it's almost easier to see it if we have some kind of either direct or memory access to what it's like to have a mind that's free of, say, for example, sensual desire. And we can see it, oh, there it is. It's a particular phenomena. It's not the whole universe. It's not it's not that I'm living or identified or caught completely in this universe of desire. Look at that. It's desire, that sensual desire. And then it's a whole different game, a whole different way of being. It's moving towards freedom. So we'll sit a little bit, and the first hindrance is sensual desire, desire for comfort, a desire for sensuality, sensual pleasures. At some point during the meditation, I'll introduce to you the idea of noticing if there is sensual desire arises, and for you to see if you can see it with whatever degree of clarity or stillness or calm that you have. So you see it for what it is, as opposed to be it or, enter into that world of desire. It's almost like the mind is now bigger or wider or stiller, and you can see, oh, there's sensual desire. So, taking an alert posture and gently closing your eyes. And perhaps as if it's your body's wish and you're following through on it, so it's arising from the inside, let yourself take as deep a breath as the body wants. It's taking as deep a breath as the body wants, and then exhale as long as the body wants. Breathing in deeply, relaxing the body, maybe even relaxing, following the lead of where the body wants to relax, soften, as you exhale. Let your breathing now return to normal. And then as you exhale, letting the mind become as quiet and still as it might want, in the depths of the mind, in the place where the mind can rest. Let the mind become as quiet as it wants. And then following breathing, the simplicity of the body breathing. And perhaps as you breathe, following the in-breaths, the out-breaths, follow also the path in front of you to becoming quieter and stiller, through the path within you. With each in-breath and out-breath, supporting your inner life to follow the the invitation, the welcoming to becoming quieter and softer, quieter in thinking, softer in the heart, gently following the call, the welcome, to that place of greater quiet and stillness. letting go of thoughts as you exhale. Maybe at the end of the exhale, allowing yourself to come to a quiet place. And then as you continue sitting, notice if there is or is not the presence of sensual desire, desire for comfort, for pleasure, even in the meditation itself. If there is, notice what that's like. If there's not, notice that absence. And if there is the arising of sensual desire, notice what it's like. You see it appear. If you can let go of it and be quiet for a moment, and it reappears. See it as an arising phenomena, just something coming, like a sound outside. And if it goes, see it go. If you can let go of it gently. And if there is no sensual desires, appreciate that absence. And as we come to the end of the sitting, as much as you might value sensual pleasures, and sensual desires maybe are innocent, there's also a clarity and a simplicity and a freedom that comes with the absence of sensual desires, sensual cravings, concerns with pleasures of all kinds. And that clarity and simplicity and freedom is a medium in which your goodwill can travel unobstructed. And to whatever degree you can be free right now of concerns with desires of all kinds, sensual desires, desires for comfort. Can you allow that space to be filled with your well-wishing for this world, your care, your love, your compassion? May it be that these wishes of well-wishing, may it be they somehow touch others, seen in unseen ways. May it benefit them that you wish. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free. Thank you.